Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, June 27th, 2022, and the information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Futures markets are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.7%. This follows stronger trading in both Asian markets and early European trading, coming on the back of the strong US session on Friday. The US 10-year is up 3 basis points, yielding 3.16%. The dollar is down against the euro, pound, and yen. Oil and gold are down, and industrial metals broadly up, with cryptocurrencies broadly down. Oversold conditions, broadly negative sentiment, depressed positioning indicators, and quarter-end portfolio rebalancing have been mentioned as factors behind the recent market bounce. While increasingly hawkish central bank rhetoric has prompted a ramp in recession and stagflation concerns, and a downswing in bond yields and the pullback in commodities has helped dampen concerns over inflation and have encouraged the market to temper aggressive rate hike projections. Light on the data front today, with just Spain May PPI coming in below the month prior. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have May durable orders, followed by May pending home sales. We also have central bank policy due to dominate the ECB's annual forum in Sintra, Portugal, to begin Monday evening. In corporate news, CoinDesk reports that Goldman Sachs is looking to raise $2 billion to buy Celsius assets. Citing sources, the article reports that Goldman's is seeking to raise the funds from investors to buy the distressed assets of the troubled crypto lender Celsius. Sources said the proposed deal would allow investors to buy up Celsius's assets at potentially big discounts in the event of a bankruptcy filing. Mint reports that Reliance Industries is in talks with banks to raise $8 billion for Walgreens Boots acquisition. The paper reports sources that Reliance is in discussions with lenders as it looks to finance the leveraged buyout of Boots. And the Sunday Times reports that Amazon Prime is potentially looking at Channel 4 in the UK. A former Channel 4 executive told the Sunday Times that Amazon Prime and Netflix were rumoured to be considering the purchase. We have Nike due to report their earnings after the equity market closed today. Asian markets traded higher on Monday, with Japan and Australia both ending the day higher and closing on their session highs. Greater China bursars were all higher, with the Hang Seng Tech leading the gainers. Strong gains in South Korea and Taiwan, Southeast Asia mostly higher, and India with a strong open. Bloomberg reports that the Shanghai Communist Party chief declared victory in defending the city against COVID-19 at a local party congress over the weekend as authorities continued to ease measures in the city. There were two local asymptomatic cases in Shanghai outside of quarantine as of 5 p.m. local time Sunday, ending a two-day streak of no new local infections. The city has allowed restaurants in some areas with lower COVID risks to resume dine-in services starting from Wednesday. And Japan joins China as it struggles to meet peak summer electricity demand, with Toyota reporting that the Japanese government issued a power usage warning for the first time on Sunday, as sweltering temperatures in Tokyo and surrounding areas are expected to put pressure on the system as businesses reopen on Monday. European markets have started the week higher, with the Euro Stoxx, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all showing gains this morning. Russia defaulted on foreign currency sovereign debt for the first time since 1918, after a grace period on $100 billion of interest payments that were due 27 May having expired. The default was considered largely symbolic, given that Russia's economy has already contracted sharply and is mired in double-digit inflation. And Bloomberg reports the text of a draft statement noted that G7 leaders will commit to providing indefinite financial, humanitarian, military, and diplomatic support to Ukraine. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Monday, June 27th, 2022. you can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.